Today, EPA head Scott Pruitt formally proposed repealing the Clean Power Plan, President Obama's policies to curb greenhouse gas emissions from power plants by setting emissions targets and forcing utilities to shift away from coal. Pruitt agrees with the states who say the government can only ask utilities to fix plants inside the fence, as it's called, not to ask them to, say, buy wind farms outside the fence. Jennifer DeLohey is with Bloomberg News. Jennifer, the Supreme Court has said the EPA has authority to regulate emissions under the Clean Air Act, which is the underlying law. This is the Clean Power Plan, the regulations. Where are we legally on that?
Right. Well, the Supreme Court also effectively stayed the Clean Power Plan from taking true effect, from states having to meet its burdens, from utilities having to comply with it, pending litigation that is now in the D.C. Circuit Court. So there has been this uncertainty, even though the Supreme Court previously said that the EPA can regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants.
Right. And what was the new, most recent court decision? This was just before Justice Scalia died. But what was the recent decision that they were staying it? What was that?
Right. They effectively stayed the rule. They said that this rule will not apply to states. States don't have to worry about complying in the meantime while this litigation is pending in a lower court, because environmentalists obviously are fighting to preserve the law. And meanwhile, you have states, including Scott Pruitt's former state of Oklahoma, challenging the plan. And that litigation is ongoing. It is on hold now as the Trump administration works to rewrite the rule. But again, the Supreme Court has said even the lawsuit, that action needs to be completed before any state is going to be asked to comply.
Right. And it was the Trump administration that asked the lower court to hold off for a minute because there was going to be a new thing to consider. And we're already hearing from states' attorney generals and governors that they are going to sue the administration over this move.
Absolutely. Attorney General Snyderman from New York made that clear yesterday. Other environmentalists have also indicated that they are prepared to sue to challenge this EPA's decision to either replace it with something very modest, requiring maybe minimal adjustments at individual power plants, or to not replace the Clean Power Plan at all, something that the EPA has said is also a possibility. Needless to say, though, those lawsuits are still quite a ways away. I mean, we have to get through a significant amount of rulemaking and federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. before really those court challenges can come to pass.
Well, so as you're indicating, many states already have their own stricter standards. Some say the market is already going more towards renewable energies as, you know, industry sees that in the future. But what does this mean in the now?
Well, what the Clean Power Plan did on some level was kind of codify in federal law, enshrine in federal law this notion that, or this market trend that was already occurring, where you did see utilities increasingly turning to natural gas and turning to wind and solar power because it is increasingly cheaper than coal, a dirtier burning source of electricity. So to some degree, the regulation enshrined that market trend already happening, but it also kind of capped the upside for coal. So had there been or were there to be a significant drop in coal prices and a real big increase in natural gas prices over the next few years, it would have acted to reduce the likelihood of utilities suddenly turning on a bunch of mothballed coal plants or, you know, bringing more coal power back into the mix.
Yeah. Well, meantime, the Trump administration has nominated Andrew Wheeler, a prominent coal lobbyist, to be deputy administrator of the EPA. Also, the New York Times recently calculated that the Trump administration has sought to reverse more than 50 environmental rules so far, everything from repealing a ban on offshore oil and gas drilling in the Atlantic and Arctic to revoking Obama-era flood standards for federal infrastructure projects. This is probably one agency in the government that is accomplishing things.
Absolutely. I think Scott Pruitt, the administrator of the EPA, would tell you that they're returning, as he would say, to regular order and making this very dramatic reversal. They're doing so with a relatively thin staff, but that staff is largely compromised by people who have worked for many years on these very same issues. In some cases, like Andrew Wheeler, who has yet to be confirmed to the EPA's number two spot, people who have lobbied on these issues aggressively in recent years.
Now, and what is the sense, do you know, within the agency? We were reading reports recently that Scott Pruitt ordered a soundproof booth, like you see in hearing testing places, to be put in his office for fear of, I don't know what. I mean, what's your sense of the agency?
Well, you know, I think Scott Pruitt is a different administrator than we've had in recent years, even under the previous Bush administration, in that he came from Oklahoma. He, of course, had a long history challenging EPA. And, you know, I think there are folks around him, and he is probably acutely aware of the concern among some senior staff at EPA, some of the people who have spent their years working at the EPA to, you know, safeguard the human health and to safeguard the environment, and maybe skeptical of some of the decisions he is making. So I think there is a concern among him and some of his top advisors about, you know, being able to make those calls at the top without worrying about being undermined within the agency.
Jennifer DeLohey of Bloomberg News. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.